You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It is time to dip into our daily mental health check, which is brought to you in partnership with SADC.
Hello, my name is Alexa Sher. I'm a clinical psychologist and mental health consultant, here to share some information with you all on mental health. Mental health is the interaction between your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. What you think about a situation will result in how you feel about it. And these thoughts and feelings will lead you to act in a certain way. The problem is, sometimes our thoughts and feelings aren't true or helpful to believe in. And sometimes our feelings are really hard to manage and can take control of our behavior. So, in order to take back control, it helps to firstly think about your thoughts. We often think about what others think of us, or what terrible thing may happen next. The problem is, we cannot read minds, nor can we tell the future. So believing these thoughts as facts can lead to believing things which aren't helpful to believe in. By noticing what you're thinking, you can then think about that thought. Is it true? Is it helpful to believe as true? Is it fair? You can then let go of the unhelpful thoughts. The second thing that's very helpful to take back control is acknowledging and letting your feelings out. When we keep our feelings inside, they don't just go away. Instead, they stay there and make it very hard to pay attention to anything else. The longer we keep them in, the bigger they can become. Letting your feelings out doesn't take them away, but it does leave you feeling a bit more lighter and more in control. By letting your feelings out, it also gives others insight into what you're going through and how they can help. This helps because they also can't read minds. So if you don't tell them, they won't know that you need support. Many people don't like sharing how they feel due to the fear of being seen as weak. But anyone who's allowed themselves to let their feelings out and be vulnerable will know that it takes great strength to do so. Lastly, it's important to engage in helpful coping strategies and self-care practices. There are so many things you can do for yourself to help you cope. For example, sleep, getting enough sleep is essential. Having a healthy diet and exercising is key. Other activities like journaling, dancing, art, music are all helpful ways to also let your feelings out. It also helps to create routines and make sure to include time for fun and relaxation. And lastly, ask for help if you need it.
Oh, such a key note, an important note to end that mental health moment on, right? Ask for help when you need it. It's so difficult when you feel alone, when you feel overwhelmed, when you are in a dark place. I was listening to a rather interesting sermon yesterday, and the sermon was around reaching out and connecting to people, and a status update is not enough to say you're in a bad place. Social media and, you know, posting is not enough to, you know, make sure, or rather to make the people in your life aware of what you're going through. Pick up the phone, connect with someone directly, and you'll be surprised every single time how, as much as you feel alone, someone and plenty of people are there for you. Plenty of people care for you and will walk that journey with you. Whatever it is, depression or anxiety, low mood, just, you know, life's difficulties. There's always someone there in your circle who's ready, waiting, willing to help. You just need to let them know what you're going through. That was the mental health check-in moment in partnership with SADC.